Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's opposition to helping 23 liquor stores damaged during riots after the death of Freddie Gray in April has heightened tensions between her and Governor Larry Hogan and between her and Korean businessmen. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the governor says the mayor is playing politics with the store's owner's plight and that the head of a Korean business association says she's prejudiced against them.
Rawlings-Blake said yesterday she would block recovery loans to the liquor stores, most of them owned by Korean Americans. Today, David Kim, chairman of the Korean American Grocers and Licensed Beverage Association of Maryland, says she is picking on his ethnic group.
She's prejudiced, definitely prejudiced.
But the mayor said she's only following the wishes of her constituents.
They share my sympathy with the owners of these businesses that have been damaged. They also agree that the city should not put tax dollars or donations into helping non-conforming liquor stores rebuild as liquor stores in those same locations.
The stores are non-conforming because they lost their zoning when the city overhauled its zoning code 4 decades ago, but were allowed to remain in business. Rawlings-Blake said she would not grant city aid to the damaged stores in residential neighborhoods and has moved to block state aid as well. Hogan had offered aid to the stores from the Maryland Business Recovery Program because the stores had been looted, but the mayor took exception to that.
I understand that Governor Hogan and the state have a different point of view. They appear to believe that our neighborhoods need more liquor stores, not fewer.
But the city has final say over approving the loans. Rawlings-Blake raised the bar on those stores.
I have directed my administration to only sign off on these applications for state funds if the following conditions are met.
The stores need two letters of support, one from the city-recognized community association where they operate, the other from the city council member in that district. The councilman must also agree to seek rezoning for the location to allow a liquor store to operate. That brought a rebuke from Hogan spokeswoman Erin Montgomery. She said in a statement that the business owners are crime victims who deserve the full support of the city and the state. She added, using their tragedy as a political tool is wrong and needs to stop, and encouraged Rawlings-Blake to allow the state loans to go through without condition. Mayoral spokesman Howard Libet challenges state officials to talk to city residents.
I think if you go out and you talk to our neighborhoods, they say we need fewer liquor stores, not more. We need fresh groceries. We need other kinds of basic supplies.
But David Kim said that liquor stores are not the problem.
There are liquor stores all over the United States. Right where I live in Ellicott City, we have 10 liquor stores within 1 mile district. I don't see any problems over here.
Although he accused the mayor of targeting Korean-owned stores, he said that liquor store ownership is diverse.
There are a lot of Indian-owned liquor stores. There's a lot, a couple of Hispanic people. You know, they're integrated right now. And I don't know why she's targeting specifically Asians and Koreans.
Kim said the mayor should be focused on crime. He complained that when 3 stores in a shopping center near his sub shop in Cherry Hill were broken into for 3 days straight, there was no law enforcement presence until city sheriff's deputies arrived.
They were circulating the area, and I said, how come you guys are over here? And they said, well, we just got the order to patrol this area.
Kim conceded that some in the community want fewer liquor stores, but argued that the majority believe there are bigger issues. Libet said there is an opportunity for the business owners to rebuild their operations in a new way with support from the city. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.